The Holy Gospel appointed for All Saints Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 12. As we hear again the words of Jesus in the Beatitudes in the Sermon of the Mountain. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, to remember in a very special and loving way all of our loved ones who have died in the Lord and are now in the presence of Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, our loved ones who have fought the good fight of faith and have finished the race and are now before the throne of God, serving Him day and night, and praying, praising, and singing to God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Yes, they are the saints who kept God's word. They are the honored of the Lord. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord henceforth. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today as we celebrate All Saints Sunday is taken from the first reading, Revelation chapter 7, with special attention to verses 13 and 14. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, who are these? Yes, who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come? The answer, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. As a matter of fact, these are a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. Yes, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation, the Christians who suffered during the New Testament church, at the hands of the Roman emperor and the pagan cultures as they were persecuted and stoned to death. As a matter of fact, most of Jesus' own disciples were beheaded and crucified because they claimed Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. And that continues to be true today, right here in the United States of America, as we are also persecuted in a very subtle way for claiming to be a Christian and a follower and disciple of Jesus. As a matter of fact, the political forces on the left and our liberal culture have become increasingly hostile to Christianity. Yes, the political left in our government, the liberal media, the entertainment industry in Hollywood, and the liberal public education in our colleges and universities today throughout the United States of America have all been hammering at the truth and have been actively working to take away all of our rights, and especially to undermine our religious liberty to worship God. And let's not forget about the wars and the rumors of wars, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes and famines that Jesus talks about and predicts is going to happen before he comes back again in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24. And by the way, that also includes all of the fires we have experienced recently here in Southern California, the floods and the hurricanes and the tornadoes in the Midwest and the Southeast of our nation that we are experiencing right now. So we are in, whether we like it or not, for a time of great tribulation that Jesus talks about before he comes back again. Persecution that only will get worse, not better. And then think of all the sorrow and sadness we experience in this life right now. It is truly a veil of tears. Sickness, sadness, sorrow, death, divorce, disappointment, anger, hatred, and ugliness, tragedy and calamities, conflict and broken relationships, fighting and fears within and without, poverty and homelessness, and I could go on and on. Whatever it is, we are indeed also going through times of great tribulation right now. Just like the early Christians did during the New Testament church. And yet all of this pain and all of this suffering will change one day after the great tribulation is over, at the second coming of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, as he has promised us repeatedly. Yes, when Jesus comes again, all will cry with a loud voice saying, "Salvation belongs to the Lamb at the throne of God." Not only that, but we, you and I, with all the angels and the elders and the four living creatures, will fall on our faces before the throne and worship God, saying, "Amen, blessing and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Yes, this is what's going to happen at Jesus' second coming. We read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, "Look, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye shall see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him, so shall it be. Amen. But until Jesus comes back again, our loved ones are before the throne of God today, and they serve him day and night in his temple. Yes, our loved ones aren't just sitting around and doing nothing before Jesus comes again. No, they are keeping busy serving Jesus day and night as they pray and praise and sing to God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Not only that, but what is even more fascinating about heaven is the stark reality that our loved ones don't need to sleep anymore. Nor are they hungry or thirsty anymore. Can you imagine for just a moment never ever being tired or sleepy anymore? Never ever being hungry or thirsty anymore? Yes, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. And the sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. Yes, they don't ever hunger or thirst anymore, or even for that matter, need the sun, the moon, the stars to shine on them. And why? Because the city, heaven, does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. For the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb, Jesus, is the lamp. Yes, the glory of God shines on our loved ones today because of Jesus, not only as the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world, but as the lamp that shines on them. But most of all, in heaven, they don't ever experience any kind of sadness or grief anymore, but only joy and happiness to all eternity. Jesus says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. As a matter of fact, listen to what Jesus says in the book of Revelation chapter 21. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and that includes women and children, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And then Jesus goes on to say, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away. Yes, in heaven there are no more tears, no more death, no more mourning or crying, no more pain or suffering, only joy and happiness forever and ever and ever to all eternity. It will never end. As a matter of fact, I have always envisioned heaven being just like the Garden of Eden, the paradise which Adam and Eve lost in the very beginning of time because of their disobedience to God. Yes, I envision heaven being like this beautiful garden with flowers and fruits and vegetables, the green grass, the trees, the lakes, the rivers, the hills, the mountains and the valleys, without any of this trash and this pollution that we have right now here on earth. No more evil or strife, hatred, anger, or any other kind of disappointment. With all the problems and troubles and trials and tribulations we are faced right now here on earth. Yes, the beautiful words we sang about in the hymn of heavenly joy in the garden. Listen to it again.
And Jesus walks with me. And Jesus talks with me. And Jesus tells me I am His own. And here it comes. And the joy you and I will share as we tarry there one day in the kingdom of heaven, none other has ever known. Yes, it's going to be a very beautiful and wonderful place to spend the rest of our lives in eternity with all of our loved ones. As Jesus talks and walks with us and tells us that we are His own and that you and I belong to Jesus as our dearer Lord and dearest Savior. The words of St. John in the epistle lesson for today, beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when Jesus appears, we shall see Him like He is. As a matter of fact, the last two chapters of the book of Revelation gives us a very good and detailed description of what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like with all of its glory, joy, and bliss. It's going to be a wonderful place. Good and beautiful, loving and peaceful again, especially when you and I will finally see our loved ones again. Just stop and think about that for just a moment. Your loved one that has died and is now in the kingdom of heaven, waiting for us at the pearly gates of heaven. It's going to be a wonderful day. As we embrace them again, as we hug them again, like we used to do before they died, and tell them how much we miss them, how much we love them, and how much they missed us and loved us. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit. As we also look forward to that great day of being with Jesus and our loved ones in the kingdom of heaven. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang about our sainted and beloved ones who are now clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. And as they serve God day and night in the kingdom of heaven, the words we sang about in the hymn of the day, listen to it again. These are the saints who kept God's word. They are the honored of our Lord. They now serve God both day and night. They sing their songs in endless light. Their anthems ring when they all sing with angels shining bright. Can you imagine that? Being there at the foot of Jesus, singing, praising to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Yes, may God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost bless us today as we do not only remember all of our loved ones who are clothed in white robes, holding branches in their hands, but also as we one day, you and I, will also be with them in the kingdom of heaven with our own white robe and also holding palm branches in our own hands and praising and serving God day and night. I can't wait. The only thing that keeps me back is my wife, Ruth, my children. my grandchildren. I'm sure that is also true of you. But the day it happens, it's going to be a joyous day to be there in heaven with Jesus and our loved ones. Remember, forever and ever and ever, to all eternity. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we look forward to one day being with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven with our own white robes, palms in our hands, and serving Jesus day and night. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.